Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode. This is Shooting for the Stars with Shotty Mills. Thank you everybody for tuning in today. In today's podcast episode, I haven't done a podcast in quite some time now, but I have had a lot on the go with my book release, Shoot Your Shot, Man Amongst the Stars. In today's podcast episode, I wanted to allude further to how 2023 has gone. So, I have performed at a show down in Slave Lake recently. I just did my first show here in Edmonton, Alberta, and it was truly an honor to finally do a show here in Edmonton, my home away from home, as I call it. I didn't grow up here, but it is a place that I call home. And that night, DJ Grizzly, artist that I been watching for a little bit, he's also a DJ, did a song with Sean Kingston, has a song coming out with Boy Royce, Da 5'9", has a song here with Ghostface Killah of the Wu-Tang, who's a Wu-Tang affiliate. He is such a dope individual, dope MC as well, dope individual. Really glad I got connected with him. I'll be doing more shows, hopefully, at the Crown Lounge here in Edmonton, hopefully. And DJ Barry Wan, I did perform at an open mic prior, like months ago. DJ Barry Wan used to run the Monday nights at the Crown Lounge here in Edmonton, Alberta. I was born in Drayton Valley originally. That's where I grew up for most of my life. And inspired by lots of upcoming artists, Eminem, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Wu-Tang, part of the Ghostface Killah, Method Man, Redman, lots of old school guys like Killer Priest as well, who was also a Wu-Tang affiliate, and many more. And yeah, as I was performing, I realized that how much more energy I'm feeling when I'm getting more on stage, getting more comfortable and confident, getting up there and holding myself accountable, you know, and getting up there. It's really a different feeling, you know, getting up there on stage and really bringing it all to the table, because as an artist, you have to bring so much to the table, and you go through so much, like mentally preparing for leading up directly to the time that you get on stage. Like all the preparation that goes into getting on stage, it's crazy. It's an exhilarating feeling when you do finally get that chance to go up on stage. I remember my first time I got up on stage, the nerves were hitting me, man. I was shaking. And it dates back to even when I first got on stage back in my talent show back in high school. That was something else. At Holy Trinity Academy, I remember my classmates signed me up. I was so nervous. I didn't even want to sign up for this talent show. It was pretty funny, actually. But then, you know, I perform at all these events now, and I don't even think about it when I'm on stage. It just comes to me naturally. And when you feel like something comes naturally to you, you just feel more confident, and it just becomes part of who you are, you know? And it just creates more opportunities for you as you get up on stage, get more comfortable. And when I freestyle, I remember freestyling 30 minutes straight for my the rap group that I was temporarily part of, but we did separate, HODP, and I did a whole set where we had different ciphers. We had a four-core cipher that was pretty dope, and my buddy Sionis, he did like a Sing for the Moment remix, and I threw in a freestyle verse on his at Sunfest in Boston, Alberta. That was truly an honor to do that. So one of my favorite artists, Canadian artist, top charts over Travis Scott with his album No Water in Hell, and that was truly such a dope album of his, and having to perform in front of him was such an honor. And I'm looking forward to those other opportunities that I'm going to be bridged towards, you know, because as an artist, you do work so hard to get those opportunities, you know. And as M says, you only get, sometimes you only get one shot, and that opportunity comes once in a lifetime. And you do have to seize those moments, because those moments, you know, they could lead you to pathways you never thought that you could reach. And when you reach those pathways that you didn't think you could reach, you start to become more in tune with your higher self. And when you become more in tune with your higher self, it becomes more part of your subconscious mind. It becomes more part of who you are authentically. And you start to feel it, and you start to live that, you know, and you start to breathe that. And I feel like as you grow through the times as an artist, like everybody has that growth and that pivotal point where they change as an artist. And the different style you develop, different styles you harness. I always strive to be like an artist that continually gets better from album to album, from song to song, because that's totally the impact that I want to make when I bring it on stage, you know. When you bring it on stage, you know, you feel like you're bringing it all to the table, you're bringing it all to the forefront, you're performing in front of people, and you want to make your mark, you know. You want to rise to the occasion. And when you feel like you truly rise to the occasion, you're able to perform better, you're able to get yourself more comfortable and confident in who you are on stage personally. And it just builds your personality, because I can feel like my music comes to life when I get on stage. I feel personally my personality comes out of the closet, you know. And my show in Edmonton was just completely magical for me. I'm so grateful for that opportunity that I got to do that. And I thank everybody for watching and listening to today's podcast episode. This episode today is brought to you by Buzzsprout. So go to buzzsprout.com and get started with doing your podcast today. Thank you, everybody, for watching. So keep shooting for the stars and realize your potential. Peace.